Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Welcome into Over Under 98.5, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. Some people know us as the Bankroll Boys. This is podcast number 19, I believe, Dan.
Yes, this is number 19, Joe.
We had our most listened to podcast last week, so thank you to everybody who listened and downloaded.
Appreciate it, guys. Honestly, we mean that. We appreciate all you.
So we don't want to toot our own horns. We're not like, oh, this is what we did last week. It was great, but it's good to review what we did a week ago.
You want to start with the struggles? Therefore, we don't sound like we're tooting our own
Yeah,
horns.
Yeah.
Let's start with the struggles.
Take some L's.
Okay, we took some L's. First off, NFL Sunday, not great. Joe, you had the Steelers and the Texans. Steelers minus five.
All the teams won. They just didn't cover.
Yeah,
so one
Steelers
point.
Minus five. If you had gotten it at kickoff, it was at minus four. You had the Texans minus three. They won by two. Those are your podcast plays. They did not do well.
Had the Rams minus three that push.
You had
push.
The Rams minus three that push. You had, we both together had the under 63 in that one.
That was bad.
That was just a bad read. We have them. We're like everyone else. We have some bad reads. Bad read. I had the Steelers Jags over 47, not even close. Mm-hmm. I did have the Lions plus 4.5.
Yeah.
One and that was a winner. And we had the Bears as well, and now Bears minus two, and that was a winner. So, you know, that was not a great week. I think, what, two and four and one?
Yeah,
not great.
And I do think one thing we should state is that, so my betting week goes Monday to Sunday.
Yes.
So I'm betting Monday Night Football, Tuesday Night Mac, Wednesday Night College Basketball, Thursday Night Football, Friday Night Mac, Saturday College Football, and then on Sunday I'm just picking and choosing.
You can just
I'm playing
the,
with house money.
You can hear the degenerate.
but what I'm saying though, I play with house money on Sunday.
Most weeks, right? Most weeks,
yeah.
Not every week.
I will. I'll be honest with you. If I just bet the NFL this year, I'd be losing money right now. It's tough, man. The lines
Joe,
have been changing.
You're sitting at 52% on the NFL this season. I'm sitting at 53. A couple weeks ago, we were at 61 and 63% respectively. It's been a rough couple weeks for us.
And I just think the one big takeaway with the NFL is just the line movements. Like, wherever you get the line. There were so many games. We mentioned the Texans and Pittsburgh, but how about the Seattle game? It was 2.5 all day. It went to 3 or 3.5 before kickoff. Seattle won by 3. You know, there was just a lot of game, and dude, even that Minnesota game on Sunday night, they hit that 2-point conversion. They possibly cover if you got it at 3. So the lines are dead on. It just depends on when you get them, and it also comes into teasers, buying money, buying points, and even money lines. So the NFL, if you like a team. I know a year ago the trend was to just take them against the spread no matter what.
It's been sticking this year. It's still hitting at 89% right
now. Wow.
89% so far this year. Pick them and stick them. Teams that win outright also cover the spread. That includes pushes as well. So still hitting at 89%, Joe, which is, I mean, really, if you're looking for – you're just picking a winner 90% of the time. I think that's still a good way to bet the NFL. But I admit, out of everything right now, the NFL has been my personal biggest struggle, Joe, without question.
Yeah, and I just think it's just so much of a focus on there's just better plays out there. You know, it's like Thanksgiving, there's three football games, which we'll get to. But There's college basketball games I like, college football games that I like. It's a huge week of college football. So, you know, that's why it's just when it comes to the Sundays, if you're just betting on Sundays, money management. I preach it, money management. Just a couple of things. We're going to get into college football in a minute here. I had a 6-2 Saturday. I lost Ohio State while I was here. I had UCF as my big play, which was a podcast play.
Cover.
Which covered lost West Virginia, which they're dead to me. They are dead to me, and I'm going against them this week. PP, Oklahoma, West Virginia.
PP, West Virginia.
Oh, geez, here we go. We haven't even got into it yet.
We will discuss that game. But, Joe, you're
at Florida State.
You're dying on too early.
At Florida State. Duke plus 29.5, which covered by a half a point.
That was a good bet.
And Washington State, Wazoo the mustache. So
what did I say? What did I say we were going to do last week? If Washington State won big, we were going to something this
go
week.
Go against them this week.
So we will discuss that. I had Virginia plus 7. That was.
Yeah,
honestly, they should have won outright.
They had a chance to just either lose the game late and just cover. And it went into overtime, right?
It went into overtime. It was a frustrating game. I was very worried because I had them at 7. I know some people got them at 6. They ended up covering. They lost by 3. It was. So I mean, it was frustrating. That game was frustrating for me because they kept going up and down. But they did end up. Doing that. I had Notre Dame. I think you both had. Notre
oh yeah,
Dame.
We had Notre Dame.
Had Notre Dame.
When we did our Periscope.
That's correct. So we had Notre Dame. Notre Dame was.
They whooped that
was
ass.
The easiest play of the week. And really, we talked about that spread. What did I say? I said, and I think we both agreed pretty much that Notre Dame was going to be the team that really needed a big blow of victory. Now, to be fair, Dungy, Syracuse's quarterback, got hurt early, and so Notre Dame just kind of rolled on from there. But really, that was kind of it. Maryland, which I did not officially play, but I said that was my big lean of the week, they covered real easily, almost beat Ohio State, 51-52, barely lost, and they were going for 2, I believe, on that final play. Lost in overtime on that 2-point conversion, but lost. And then, of course, I did lose my Arkansas State UL Monroe over 68. So nice 2-1 there. If you took the lean, you went 3-1. I also had TCU that I posted on my personal timeline. If you took that, they went 3-1, but I'm not counting that as either. So again, 2-1 for me, college football. Joe, your college football percentage this year, what do you think it is?
I don't know, but I went 2-0 last night in the MAC.
Just from recorded over under plays,
say like
68%. 68. So not 68. You're hitting it 63%.
Okay.
63.
I thought 60, it was better.
63.2. That's 63%
good.
Is really good.
Yeah.
My college football percentage, Joe. What do you think it is?
I don't know. 62.
63%.
All right.
We're the 63% brothers right now. We're hitting at 63%.
Hey,
I started off. I remember I had a couple rough weeks at the beginning with college football, and then went back-to-back sweeps, and then I've been positive ever since. Yeah. So we've been doing
I haven't
very
had a
well.
Losing betting week, like money-wise. I haven't paid the book in probably 4 weeks.
I made $7 last week.
Wow. And I'm not just kissing. It's just this is what we did.
That's all.
We're
football.
Building a bankroll. $7? That's $7 you didn't lose. You don't have to pay the book.
I'm not pleased. Usually, you know me. Usually, like
that means you seven. But dude, I would pay $1,000 to my book. Just like, hey, there you go. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Something, you know how those numbers can get. They can add up a little bit.
I know. But yeah, but it was a whole $7 week for Dan in football. In regards to the NHL and the NBA for me have just been fire.
We did a little NBA and they all hit.
We did some NBA. They all hit. I'm now 27-7-2 in my daily pick.
Follow this pick, people.
If you've been
put
listening,
$50 on of the day and at the end of the week. You know, either go pay a bill or take the wife out to dinner.
I mean, you should be up right now. I'm picking and choosing spots and being very careful about NBA. I got a little cavalier one day last week. I think it might have been Saturday. I honestly can't remember. Got a little cavalier. Tried out a new spot. I've been testing out.
Andy, you were hot. It went 5-0 in NHL.
I know. It went 0-2 that day in the NBA. Since then, 4-0. Again, we re-racked Sunday, one hit two on Monday, hit one last night. So, I mean, we're rolling again. I'm going to stick with the – I'm looking for four things in spots. I don't want to talk about them because people keep asking me what I'm looking for in spots. I don't want to give it away. It's just let me roll my streak right now. I promise you, when the streak dies, we'll talk about it. I promise you.
Yeah.
But just you got to look at the schedules. Look at the teams. Not days off are not necessarily a good thing for overs. Mm-hmm. Rustiness in the first quarter to the second quarter, that happens. So I know that people have been contacting me, well, this team had X days off. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be, you know, good for an over.
To give you a scenario on that, in college basketball, yesterday I bet two first halves. I don't do that often, but I bet a Xavier first half. They covered, ended up losing
the game
because they went into overtime before against Auburn.
I had a couple of my sharp buddies had Xavier plus one, move the line to minus one. They end up losing outright to San Diego State. Yep.
But they won the first half, and then the other one was Illinois. They won the first half and then lost the game.
They got ruined.
Ruined. But I was on those teams' first half because I thought they'd have tired legs from playing the night before. Now, that's something to watch in tonight's game whenever this podcast comes out. Gonzaga versus Duke, they both played three games in a row now. So who's the stronger team with more depth? That's going to be the interesting thing when it comes to college basketball. Love these tournaments, by the way.
Yeah, like they're awesome.
Bill Walton, I love him.
And we haven't done much college basketball, Joe, and there's a reason for that. It's because you start doing college basketball early. For instance, I'll give you an example. A lot of my sharp friends right now are doing terrible in college basketball. And it's just because this time of year, it's hard to get a read. Now, I think at this point by now, you should have a decent sense of where teams are. It's going to be a decent sense of where teams are early. It's an ever-changing league. It's going to be a long grind. So, but right now, you should have a decent sense. And maybe in the next week or two, you start hitting some more bets. So just be careful. You know, a lot of those big favorites have covered early, Joe. This is kind of the time where they start not covering as much. So the books are getting you in those big spreads, and people continuously take them. And then, you know, you got to be a little careful on that. So coming up. But, yeah, the NHL, too, I feel right now is just pretty easy. Right now, look for spots. Again, I don't think the NHL is too difficult. I think the NHL has always been a spot, and it's about days off. The NHL is about days off, matching up power plays, and past history. I mean, really, if you're looking at those three things and making sure the past history of a coach and the way that the team, you know, deploys against the other team, those are the easiest things when you're looking at NHL. And really, I think that we've done, Joe, a good job of looking at that.
All right, we've taken our L's, we've patted ourselves on the back, and we've given some advice. So we'll take a quick little time out here, let you know, follow all our stuff at OverUnder985. I'm on Twitter at Joey Murr. He's on Twitter at Dan Lifshatz. At Dan Lifshatz is where you can follow the one NBA play a day. He documents it. He lets it known that it's his one play. You can fade or follow it, but it's been good. I post picks all the time.
He does.
But my whole thing is I'm at random. Like, you might want to know, you can do this thing where you can...
Notifications.
Yes.
Put Joey Murr on notifications.
And put Dan Lifshatz on notifications.
So we are having days where there's two NBA plays because I can't decide which spot I like better. I'm having a hard time. And right now, they've been rolling, so I'm going to go with that. But, I don't like to put out too much of a volume because I feel like when I start doing volume, it's when I start to lose my ass.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I like to put out one play a day for everyone. I also don't want to give away every single trade secret I have. Sometimes you just got to, you know, you can't give away everything. Otherwise, if you're giving away everything in the business, you know, what's the point of doing the business? You're just telling everyone everything you know. So sometimes, you know, you just got to protect things. And I'll be glad if any of you guys want to DM me, glad to help out. I know that Joe talks to people. We have people being so kind to us, so we appreciate it. But, we have a big podcast. We'll definitely get into everything that's going on.
And we're
going
to post our podcast plays at OverUnder985.
Yeah, so from now on, we are just posting our podcast plays at OverUnder985, and we are going to post them after the game start. So, or that morning, I haven't decided. Maybe I'll just get lazy and start posting them that morning. But honestly, you listen to the podcast, you will get better lines.
Yes.
But the lines, most of the time, move in our direction, not always. But
and
we
break down like all the most important games.
So, yeah, I mean, even if they're not our podcast picks, you'll still get
We
a
might
good
even
breakdown.
Do Buffalo Bowling Green this week. Who knows?
We have been crushing college football. So I will pat us on the back, and we have been struggling in the NFL. So.
All right, well, we got Thanksgiving coming up, college football games. We got a big Ohio State Michigan game as well that a lot of money's we're taking action from everybody, by the way. We just did our appearance on Toucher and Rich, and people are starting to get a little money hungry, Dan. They're seeing us and our W's. And
it's pretty funny how people are getting the betting bug around here.
All right. So, by the way, you can listen to this podcast over on 985 and all our other podcasts over at 985thesportshub.com. All great stuff there, and hopefully you can see us somewhere. Or maybe even hear us on local radio
soon
at
enough,
some point.
Maybe we'll have some things to announce soon.
So we'll get into our college football picks. Again, he's Dan Lifschatz. I'm Joe Murray. You're listening to Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifschatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over Under 985, let's get into the college picks. We already did our review from last week. I try to stay away from Thursday night football games on Thanksgiving, college games. The reason for that is Texas A&M used to play Texas every year. They got rid of that. That was like one of my big, like, I loved betting that game. They got rid of it.
Yeah.
So this year you got Air Force, Colorado State, and Mississippi State, Mississippi. The only thing I really lean in that one is Mississippi State. Mississippi State. Ole Miss is getting 11 points at home.
Ole Miss has to win for a bowl, though.
Yeah.
And I know they're 1-6 in the SEC, but I do think that there's a good chance that Ole Miss is going to fight because Mississippi State doesn't have much to play for. I get it, it's in-state rivalry. I do understand that. Ole Miss needs a W to be bowl eligible. I think there's a good chance that Ole Miss surprises Mississippi State this week. I think they're going to cover that 10.5. I think that this is going to be an interesting angle for them to kind of do that.
Ole Miss has lost four in a row.
They have, and they've really regressed. Yeah, exactly. They've really regressed.
I thought Tiamu would be a good QB. But,
I thought the Ole Miss over was going to be a good play last week. I stayed off of it, but I thought a lot of people I know were on the Ole Miss over. That did not happen. I will say, the Air Force Colorado State game, 14.5? I mean, Air Force is not a good team this year. 14.5.
Yeah.
Both 2-5 in the Mountain West.
Score.
Yeah, it's weird. But Air Force laying 14.5 at home.
I don't think they should be laying 14.
They shouldn't. They should be laying 7-6.
Yeah.
So to me, that's an Air Force or nothing because I'm not. If they're laying 14.5, that's a huge number against Colorado State. I'm not betting that. In my opinion, I think that that's going to be one of those. I think that's a trap Thanksgiving play, Joe. That's me. Trap Thanksgiving.
Just one other thing. Ole Miss did cover one, and they beat Mississippi State 31-28 last year on Thanksgiving.
They're a much different team, though, to be fair.
And same quarterbacks, though.
Yeah, I know, but much different team. Mississippi State better. But again, I like Ole Miss to cover that 10.5. I do. So if you're looking for some Thanksgiving action, Ole Miss and that 10.5 are definitely my best college football Thanksgiving bet out of those two games.
All right, and there's a ton of Friday football games. Can I just get to one quickly?
Number 17. There's so many.
Number 17, Houston at Memphis. Just hear me out for a second here.
Yep.
Memphis won last week. They covered. It was a terrible game. Their running back, they have two good running backs. Henderson's their big back. But Houston just lost their quarterback, King. And I don't know if they're going to rally because they got a freshman who played well last week. Right now, Memphis is 7-point favorite. I think that spreads a little too much, and they're not giving the quarterback of Houston enough respect. And I don't know what's going on with Ed Oliver, by the way.
I was just going to say, here's the thing. I'm not back in Houston because of that fight. First off, you're having issues with your young head coach and your best player. That team is in a little bit of disarray. I know they're good. I mean, they had, 8-3? 5-2 in the American this year, Joe. But that Memphis spread, I would definitely lean Memphis there, Joe.
And I think it's at home.
Memphis is at home. So
I've watched Houston crush at home. You're right. What are they on the road this year? 2-3 on the road. So, yeah, maybe it's dead on. And let's not forget, a freshman quarterback going on the road in his first game.
They against again, not just a freshman quarterback. A freshman quarterback going in, again, interconference battle. I mean, these two teams play each other almost every year. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's a little different, too. I lean Memphis with the 7. That's just my personal opinion there.
All right, Dan, I know you've liked Kansas, been against Kansas. You got to look at Kansas and either fade or follow.
What did I tell you last week? I thought Kansas was going to cover last week. They ended up covering. They covered against Oklahoma. They put up 40 this week.
Texas.
Well, man.
On the road. Coming off a big win. Now, who's the quarterback of Texas this week?
If Ellinger's the quarterback, then, you know, Texas should roll.
I don't know, man. Two touchdowns, I kind of like Texas on the road.
It's that 14.5 that scares me right now. That hook. Kansas, for whatever reason, is just playing to ruin everyone's year. They are. They're playing well right now. I wouldn't back Texas, in my opinion. They're coming off a real tough game. And, again, they blew out Iowa State. So whoever was on Texas last week, good for you. I thought Iowa State would end up being I know you were. I thought Iowa State would be on the right.
Little Jordan Humphrey. Right,
Little Jordan Humphrey, very good. It's a great name. I will not take a side on this one. I think this is just is a bad play waiting to happen. I do lean Kansas with that hook, though. But I wouldn't – no, nothing there.
Do you want to do a quick lightning round on some games, and then we'll get to the big games on Friday? Nebraska at Iowa. Nebraska off a win against Michigan State. Goes on the road to Iowa. Opened at 7.5, now at 10.
Yeah, I have Nebraska. I have Iowa at 9.5. I like Iowa.
Okay. Akron at Ohio. Ohio in the race for MAC championship, 22-point favorites.
I have it at 24. I like Ohio.
The running game for Ohio is really good.
I like Akron. I like Ohio's team total, but I think Akron scores enough to cover that 24.
Does Buffalo, off their terrible loss last week, cover 14 at Bowling Green in the MAC? 9-2 versus 3-8.
Yes, they do. Buffalo rebounds and covers against Bowling Green.
Okay, a couple other MAC. Eastern Michigan at Kent State. Kent State's been covering.
They have, but Eastern Michigan laying 13.5.
Yeah.
I like Eastern Michigan. I think Kent State does not cover this week.
Okay.
I'm going to go a little square in the MAC this week.
All right. And Arkansas at Missouri. This is a shit game.
Arkansas has been terrible.
Missouri's actually pretty good.
Arkansas has been terrible. They did cover versus LSU. I think Missouri doesn't really have much to play for here. I wouldn't touch this one, Joe. I think this is silly to touch it. I kind of lean Arkansas.
All right, let's get to the good ones. Your boys, the Virginia Cavaliers, at Virginia Tech.
Cover. I think this is interesting. Virginia Tech has won this game like almost every single year. I think they have like 15 straight, or it's something ridiculous like that. Like Virginia Tech does not win this game, there's a good chance the coach gets fired there. The whole system is blown out. Virginia should win this game.
I agree.
The four and a half. I kind of like the home dog here. I kind of like Virginia Tech.
So check this out. Virginia Tech needs to win this game, and then they canceled a game earlier in the year. So they have to make that game up. They have to win both those games to be bowl eligible. When's the last time Virginia Tech wasn't bowl eligible?
It's been a long time. Virginia Tech was decent early on this year, too. Very decent. So that's a bit of a surprise. Interesting. Yeah, I lean Virginia Tech there. I think that, again, this is their Super Bowl. Really, this is their Super Bowl. Virginia needs to win this game, though. So it's tough for me to take a side. I lean Virginia Tech. I wouldn't bet it.
Okay. Oregon at Oregon State. The line opened at 14.5, now it's 17.5. Normally, I would say Oregon in a landslide, but they have been blowing games late. I can't put money on Oregon right now.
Oregon first half. That's the way to bet this one. Oregon first half. They'll jump out to a big lead against Oregon State. I know it's at Oregon State, but I mean, really, it's the Oregon fans are going to be fine traveling to Oregon State. It's essentially not much of a home game for Oregon State. I like Oregon first half if that's the way you want to bet. Again, I agree with you. You cannot trust Oregon in the second half right now. They're already bowl eligible. I know it's a division rivalry and interstate rivalry, I should say. But, I mean, really, Pac-12 teams, I mean, they have nothing to play for at this point.
Kind of lean the over 69 in that one. Get it? Over 69? I do lean that one. All right, here's a good one. Central Florida, number 9 in the country. They are now in the top 10 playing at USF. Now, Central Florida has put up a ton of points this year. A ton of points. They got the kid Barnett that transferred from Alabama.
Yep.
And has bounced around a million years. Central Florida won this game. Sorry, UCF won the game last year. 49-42. It was a shootout.
Yep.
I think UCF pounds them.
Okay, it's 14. I am going to go against UCF again. I like South Florida to cover that 14 again. This is the biggest game of the year for them. They're 7-4. It's not like they're a bad team. They want to ruin UCF's year. It's at home again. I know, interstate rivalry. I just think 14 is a lot to lay on the technically on the road.
And going on the road.
Technically,
but I think for respect factors and trying to get into the little closer to the college playoff, they have to cover that 14.
I kind of like the over 68. That would be the way that I would lean in that one.
If I could see that being like a 48-31 game or something.
I do think that Central Florida is going to get a lot of points. I'm not trusting them to win that game. I think they're going to win. I should just don't trust them to cover that 14.
All right, Dan.
Let's get into the two big Friday
matchups. Oklahoma at West Virginia.
Okay, so let me preface this by saying there are two teams I like this week. Or two teams that I like in these big ranked games. You know me, I'm not a big ranked game better. I will say this. Oklahoma's getting way too much love. They barely beat Kansas. They're not the same team
away from home. They barely beat Oklahoma State.
They are not the same team away from home. They are not. Oklahoma, at home, team total over. That's the thing. It won again last week. This week, West Virginia, at home, I think the wrong team is favored, Joe. I know that Oklahoma is ranked 6.
It's 2.5.
Home dog. The sharps are coming in on Oklahoma. I like West Virginia. I think West Virginia should have won versus Oklahoma State. They blew it multiple times. West Virginia at home, they find a way to win this one. Oklahoma's defense is horrible. I think West Virginia can get some stops. I don't know if Oklahoma can, or at least not as many. I like West Virginia and the 2.5. I am so close to making this a PP. I know I said it was going to. I'm gonna hold off for now because I have so many other plays. Hold off West Virginia.
I got a couple of things here. Oklahoma has won 19 consecutive true road games. Okay. Yep. Another thing, Oklahoma is the only team that the Mountaineers have not beaten since joining the Big 12. And they get to play them twice.
Yeah, I mean, whew. That's...
And listen, I see covers.com I'm looking at right now. Like West Virginia, 51-45.
I do too. I think West Virginia is the right
side. Last year, Oklahoma won 59-31.
I think Oklahoma's
now it was with Baker Mayfield.
I think Oklahoma's getting a lot of tout just based on their name. I really do lean West Virginia, a hard lean West Virginia this week. I do. I'm not touching the over. I know everyone's going to be on that over. Everyone is going to be on that over. I think it's sitting at 84 now. It opened at like 81.5. Everyone's going to be on that over. I might play like the first half over, the second half over. I might wait to see how the first half goes. Usually in these big scoring games, if one half goes crazy over, the second half does not hit the second amount. But I'm going to wait on that. I do strongly in West Virginia in this one, Joe. I know are you taking
Oklahoma? I'm just going against West Virginia because I'm dead to me.
Okay, so you're taking Oklahoma as a PP?
I like Oklahoma as a PP.
All right, Oklahoma PP
and
for
Central
Joe.
Florida.
And Central Florida?
Minus 14.
Both PPs? UCF minus 14 and Oklahoma
chalk.
Minus 2.5.
Listen to that
both
chalk.
Both PPs for Joe. I'm not shocked. I'm just, I think you're going to lose at least one of those.
Okay, two. That's fine.
We'll see.
That's
we'll
fine. See. Washington at Washington State. Washington Cougars last week were outstanding against Arizona. They still have a shot at the college playoff, but a team that has been a little disappointing this year. Is it fair to say that Washington's been disappointing this year?
Oh, yeah, without question. They've been disappointing this year.
This is a shot for them to go on the road and beat their rival.
I talked about it last week. This is Washington's everything. This is it. They're not winning anything. This is the biggest game of the year for Washington. Washington State coming off another big win, but nonetheless, I don't want to go against Mike Leach and the stash, but I just, man, this is fade territory written all over it. This is trap game written all over it. I like Washington outright. I'm trying to decide how many PPs I want
now. I'll say this right now. Washington won last year 41-14.
I'm going to hold off. Washington and West Virginia are big, strong leans for me this year. Big, strong leans. I think Washington wins this game outright. I do.
Now, just one thing to go against Washington. 1-3 on the road this year. 2-8 against the spread.
Yeah. I mean, they're not a cover machine. I just think this is their biggest game of the year. And so this is it for them. This is everything. So
9-1 against the spread this year is the good old wazoo and the mustache.
It does.
So kind of, you know,
where
square
you
play?
Where
you you know where I am, right?
You like Washington State. Of course you do. You like Washington State.
It's just too – how do I not take that?
I think that's probably the trappiest line of the week.
Okay.
They should at home, they should be favored by more than
Washington
two and
State
a half.
Should win this game.
But I think Washington's going to.
They have their number, especially after last year. So
Peterson always coaches very well against Leach. Always. It's like his thing. He just has Leach's number.
Total's 49 in that one.
Yes, the under is definitely a solid look at that
which
one.
Leans towards
very
Washington.
Good defense. It does.
71% I see. 71% of the money.
I think the under and Washington are correlated. Isn't that correct? Yeah. I agree.
All right. Those are the Friday games. I'm going to be betting all day on Friday. It is just going to be.
I guarantee you we're going to be texting back all day back and forth Friday. It's going to be rough. I have my dad's Thanksgiving party. I just know I'm going to be sitting in front of the TV.
I'm going
to
be on live
Boston
radio.
Oh, that's right. You're on the radio. I forgot.
And on Saturday.
That's right. What's Tuesday? You and Ty Anderson Friday.
That's right. Saturday. Friday 3-7 here in Boston.
What time are you doing Saturday?
4-7.
I will be here.
That's right.
I will be doing that. Maybe we'll do a gambling segment.
Maybe we will. Right. Looking at the Saturday games, Florida State with an upset win last week over Boston College plays Florida, who dropped how many points last week?
So many. They dropped like 63. The over-under was 39 in that game. I was looking at the under. I was like, yeah, Florida's offense sucks. I mean,
call me crazy, but Florida should win this game easily.
They should, but the line is 6. Very trappy line. Florida State pulled off a big upset in BC. By the way, for all those who don't know, our big old Joe Murray was on Florida State last week. He took the sharp side. He took it.
I freaked out the whole game.
He did, but they won. They won, and he was a good call. Joe, this game kind of reminds me of the same thing. Does it not remind you of a
Florida is a better team.
They are a better team. They are. But this kind of reminds me of the same type of game.
Yeah, a better defense versus interstate,
intra-conference.
Florida State needs the win to go to a bowl.
They do. I'm not touching this one. How about that? I'm going to be smart not to touch this one.
Florida.
Okay.
Those are one of those noon games where everyone's going to bet Florida.
I like Florida State.
All right, the big one. Let's just do it. Okay. Number 4, Michigan at number 10, Ohio State.
Everyone's on Michigan. I mean, really, everyone's on Michigan. That line is 4. I think the line is probably a little short for Michigan. I think there's value on Michigan, but I think that somehow Ohio State pulls this off. Again, it's one of those coach things. Like, Harbaugh just cannot beat them. He just can't. And again, I just think Urban Meyer has his number. To me, Haskins has looked amazing the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
He's really elevated himself into like a top 15 draft position. I think that Ohio State's offense is going to be too much for Michigan State.
Can Patterson
offense.
Throw? Can he expose their secondary, which
and
is a weakness?
They've been terrible. They've been terrible. So, I mean, I don't know, Joe. Where are you leaning on this one?
I lean Ohio State plus the 4. I see it at 4.5 right now. Ooh. Really? If I can get it at 4.5. Haskins is 36 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Like, I think they run a little bit too much with Dobbins, just a little too much.
You're right, it's 4.5 now, wow.
But, like, I just think that Michigan's getting all the love.
They are,
and Ohio
sure.
State coming off that one. Like, this is a spot where Ohio State says, listen, we haven't played well, but we win today, We're probably in the college championship.
I think that Ohio State, if they win this game, I think there's a they have a very good argument for getting into the playoffs. This is it. This is for all the marbles. I mean, really, this is a huge Big Ten match. Yeah, I'm agree with you, Joe. I think Ohio State is the right side. 4.5. I like the 4.5. I think that I know that Ohio State has been bad the last few weeks. But don't you think it's possible that Ohio State has just been looking ahead to this matchup?
Absolutely.
I think that's very possible, and they've been looking ahead to this matchup. I think Ohio State covers that 4.5 versus Michigan. I do. I don't know if Michigan's offense can stay with Ohio State's offense. So we'll see.
And Harbaugh's got a lot to prove.
This is again, he's covered all the big games this year, Joe, but this is a big one. This is a real big one for him. So I'm definitely leaning Ohio State, too.
Is the running back at Michigan's Higdon. And that's one thing to consider is that last week, Ohio State could not stop the run.
Joe.
So this kid's got 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns.
He's been pretty good for them. He's really been the life force for setting up the play action for Michigan, which has been a lot of their offense this year.
Do you think the line's right? Like, should it be Michigan -3?
I think it should be Michigan -4 or -5. I think five, maybe 5 or 6. I think the line should be a little bit elevated for Michigan. I think just because of how bad Ohio State's been playing. But yeah, I mean, the line doesn't surprise me. I just think Ohio State at home, this is such a tough game for Michigan. This is so tough. And this is Ohio State. I mean, this is everything for both of them. So I'm not going to bet on this one. I'm not. Again, I'm Ohio State fan, so I don't do this. But I do like Ohio State in this one.
All right, you're listening to Over Under 985. Ton of games this week. We just broke down the big Michigan-Ohio State game. That's going to be the big noontime game. Just while we're at it, Syracuse at Boston College?
Yeah, weird BC's line.
-7.
So it's because right now we don't know if Eric Dungy's playing for Syracuse. I think if Dungy is cleared to play, then you'll end up seeing that line drop to maybe 2 or 3. Syracuse is not the same team away from the dome.
Yeah.
They're not. But Boston College has been disappointing.
Yeah, they shouldn't be favored
by
7 to anybody.
I don't think they should be laying 7. But Syracuse's backup quarterback, whose name is escaping me, was so bad versus Notre Dame. I mean, he was really garbaggio.
Yeah, he's one of those Italian names.
Yeah, he was so bad last week. BC, if Syracuse has their backup in, BC -7 is the side for me. Because I think everyone's going to be on Cuse no matter what. But if Dungy's not playing, there's no way I'm backing a backup on the road for a team that already doesn't play well on the road. BC would be the right side. So if you want to take Syracuse +7 and in hope that, you know, that he plays and you have a good number, and then you can always come back on Boston College double the size if he doesn't play. That would be the way I look at it.
Okay. Iron Bowl, 3:30. Auburn at Alabama. Alabama -24.
It's another spot where Alabama, that huge number this week.
Alabama should destroy Auburn. I'm sorry. The Auburn offense sucks.
Auburn offense is real bad. But you saw how Alabama looked last week.
Yeah, Bama
right?
Won 26-14 last year.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, sorry, Auburn won. Remember they knocked Alabama out?
That's
and,
correct. Yeah, exactly.
Rematch? No, they are pounding that ass. Pounding him. No, pounding.
I like the under 52.5.
Pound
like
the Tide.
I like the under 52.5.
Roll
I just,
Tide.
I do think that Auburn will score a bit, but I don't think much. I think Bama is on coast right now. I think at home, they don't really have to worry about this Auburn team. I don't think they're going to cover this number, Joe. I don't. I think Auburn's going to backdoor
somehow. Tua Tagovailoa.
I think Auburn's going to backdoor this somehow.
Oh, no.
Yep, I do. I think they're going to backdoor it somehow.
I'm not giving out a PP, but if you're listening, Roll Tide.
By the way, Bama first half did not cover for the first time all year last week.
Citadel.
I would like to reinstate Bama first half this week. I'm not worried about 10-1. 10-1, I'll take 10-1 every time.
By the way, Bama did cover second half, but 28 points.
They did. Very easy.
And Citadel has now a Twitter account.
Well, I mean, you got to do something for scoring 10 points off Bama.
It was like everyone's like, Citadel's tied with Alabama. And like people are trying to like, you know, tag
their Twitter. And everyone's like, there's no Twitter.
Where are they? All right. So what else we got? I mean, I'm trying to look at
There's a couple other good games. I'll bring up a few here. And I want to bring up some games that I've done a lot of research on and I like. How about that? Is that fair?
That's fine. Okay. Just how about Notre Dame USC? Always a Thanksgiving special.
I think USC covers. I think they looked ahead last week from UCLA. Notre Dame already won their big game. They have not covered these big spreads, Joe. Have not covered these big spreads. And, you know, so I know it's only 11 this week. I think SC covers.
You know what's funny? USC's last three losses have been by a combined 11 points.
Yeah, I think SC's going to cover. I do. Now, they lost to UCLA last week, which is bad. But I do think that SC is going to cover this week.
Last year, Notre Dame won 49-14. That was in Indiana.
LSU, Texas A&M. A&M laying 2.5 home.
That's an interesting game. LSU should win that, but A&M puts up points.
A&M is a real good home team. A very good home team. I look at this one and I lean A&M immediately. LSU's done. What do they have to play for, Joe?
They're still in the convo.
I mean, yeah, but are they? Two losses. You know, they're not gonna get in. They're gonna get a good bowl game no matter what. I lean A&M.
Trayvon Williams is the big name to watch on that one. Guy like 1,300 yards in the country.
He's an awesome running back. He's been
A&M's good too.
He's been A&M's life force all year though.
Yeah,
you know him and Sternberger really been. And I mean, Mond's been okay, but really, I mean that's been A&M's calling card. Now, if LSU can score a bit, A&M's in trouble. I do think A&M is.
I'm awful in that game.
I think A&M.
I'm not touching that game.
All right, Joe. Can I give you the opening of my PPs?
Okay? Let's do it.
Boise State, Utah State. Utah State on the road at Boise State. Boise State laying 2.5. Everyone and their mother's on the freaking Boise State team this year.
Why?
They are not going to beat. Utah State puts up points everywhere. They are going to win this game. Utah State plus the. I'm gonna take it to 3. I think it'll probably be 3 by game time, but Utah State plus the 3. Give me the 3. Utah State wins outright. They're going to put up points. You're going to put their team total on there, too. I'm betting their team total. How about you? Betting their team total. Utah State, baby. Give me Utah State.
So
I love it.
Utah State's been great. And last week, they got lucky. Lucky, lucky, lucky.
Yes, they did.
On a final play of the game for illegal touching on a Hail Mary. They got off. Lucky.
You're not wrong, but I don't care.
I'll say this,
though. That was a look ahead game.
I've bet the last few Boise State games and Rippin's on. They're on right now, and especially at home on the blue turf. It's hard to go against Boise. I do think it's fair to stress that Utah State has been amazing this year. Amazing. Like, truly disrespected. Like, they should be in the UCF conversation, even though they have one loss. I'll tell you right now, it's hard to go against Boise at home. It really is hard.
Utah State, baby, laying it. This is everyone's going to be. Everyone, their mother's going to be in Boise State. Everyone loves.
And
the
it's
blue
the last game of the night. Well, the last big game of the night.
Yeah, it's Hawaii. San Diego State's the last real game of the night, Joe. But all right, can I get into another one of my PPs? BYU Utah. BYU Utah.
Please tell me Utah.
Okay, Utah.
Remember how I've been
Utah.
Pissed?
Utah has been garbage this year. They have not done as much. They've really pissed away all their chances to be good this year. BYU has covered 13 of the last 15 matchups in this one. Even if the spread was 7, I would be taking BYU plus the 13.5. BYU plus the 13.5 PP. They're going to cover this game versus Utah. Utah has nothing left to play for. BYU needs this game to continue to be bowl eligible, get in a good bowl. This is absolutely BYU plus the 13.5. Utah is banged up. Their quarterback's not right. They've lost 3 offensive linemen. They've lost 2 wide receivers.
And this has their running back.
Lost their running back. That's correct. This is BYU plus 13.5 all over. I guarantee you this will not be 13.5 by kickoff. This will be down like 10 or 11.
I'm personally insulted at Dan Lifshatz.
Sorry?
I have bet Utah every week. And last week, remember I was sitting here saying, why didn't I take Utah?
Why didn't
I take Utah?
Yep.
They've been on a roll. They are without their star running back. It's hard for me to back BYU in this one. I just
BYU sharp as attack.
4-1 on the road this year against just in general.
BYU sharp as attack. I'm telling you, sharp
so two
as
PPs?
Attack. Two PPs. I'm not done.
Oh.
I'm not done. You ready for my third?
Yeah.
This is my third and probably going to be my final. Okay. Marshall, Florida International. Weird game, 12 Flint? O'clock Saturday. This is to get into the Conference USA Championship. Marshall is the team with some clout. People are loving Marshall this year. Everyone is going to be on Marshall. Florida International has been sneakily a fantastic team. They average more yards per play.
Sneakily,
8-3. Very good team. 6-1 in Conference USA, average almost a full yard per play more than Marshall does. The Sharps are on Marshall. Everyone's on Marshall. I'm telling you right now, Florida International is going to cover and win this game. Florida International plus the 3. Give me FIU. Lock it up. PP. 3 PPs for me in college football.
What day is that game on?
That is on Saturday. Saturday morning, 12 o'clock.
Wow.
12 o'clock. Florida International plus the 3. Do it.
So Dan's got plays.
I do. I told you I looked into college football this week. And I'm going to give you one more. This is not a PP.
Ooh, what a game, huh? Marshall, two good teams.
Yeah, this is for 8-3, 7-3. This is to get into the Conference USA Championship. This is it. That is the big game. Texas State, Arkansas State. Texas State has not covered a first half in almost ages. Arkansas State first half. Just throwing that out there. Want to throw that out there again. Arkansas State first half.
Florida International 6-1 in conference play.
They are.
Marshall's 4-2 at home.
Marshall is 5-2. Florida International is at home. I don't get the spread at all.
Flint won the game last year too.
Florida International should be favored in this game. It's at 3. It's opened at 1.
I like that one, Dan.
The Sharps are on Marshall. The public is on Marshall. Everyone's on Marshall. Florida International is going to win this game.
All right. You good?
That is it. I'm done. I mean, Okay. Unless you want to talk about,
I got 2 PPs. You got 3?
I have 3 college football. Big college football is late for Dan this week.
So that's our college betting segment. We're going to get into the NFL. The way we'll break this down is we'll do Thursday Thanksgiving. And then we'll do the rest.
We're going to do them quickly because I only have half an hour.
So you listen to Over Under 985. Follow us on Twitter at Over Under 985. He's Dan Lischatz. I'm Joe Murray. We'll get into our NFL picks Thursday Thanksgiving picks coming up next.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
Over Under 985. Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble.
It's here, Joe. It's tomorrow.
12:30. Tomorrow.
This podcast will be out tonight. I'm coming after work to go do this podcast. So I'm putting it out today. We're getting it done. I feel terrible, by the way. I feel awful right now.
I'm sorry, Dan, but know what? Know what makes you feel better?
Winners?
Turkey.
I like winners.
Oh, winner.
I like winners.
Turkey?
Turkey and winners? Turkey and winners sounds like an awesome combination, Joe.
Yeah, like winning the game and then eating a big turkey.
Can we throw a little gravy on there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Or Vince Wilfork years ago, we saw him on the sideline.
My fat ass likes a little gravy on there.
I like gravy as well, and cranberry sauce and stuff.
Oh God, what's not doing this right now? You're gonna get me.
Chicago Bears at Detroit Lions, 3.5 right now, 3 at most places. Chicago is possibly without Mitch Trubisky. Detroit with a win last week. We know the history. Detroit on Thanksgiving. I just want to give something. I looked this up today. The last 3 times the Bears and Lions have played on Thanksgiving, the Lions have won.
I like the Lions this week, Joe. You know where I'm going on this one. I think the Lions are going to cover that 3.5. I kind of think this is a spread that you should buy up to 3.5 if you're a Lions fan. I know that we don't do specials, but there is a certain site that if you look around is giving away a free bet on this one. So if you want to go, you bet $250. You lose the bet, they give you money back. I'm not suggesting you deposit money, but if you already have money in that site, I would suggest doing that. I will say I do think that I think Detroit is going to cover this one. Short week for the Bears, coming off a big divisional opponent. Won that game. Trubisky got hurt. I think the Bears are in tough shape here. I know that the Lions don't have Kerryon Johnson, which is a worry, but I just think the Lions are going to have to pass the ball a lot anyways. I do think the Lions are going to cover this one. I do. I think it's going to be 3.5. I kind of like the Lions at 3.5, honestly. I would buy that half a point, take the 10 cents of juice and buy the half a point. I'm not a big point buyer.
I'm the square in this one, and I like Chicago, even if they have Chase Daniel. He's been in that Nagy system for years. It's all about Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, and Allen Robinson on that team. The last time they played was on 11-11, so just a couple of weeks ago. Chicago won 34-22. Granted, that was in Chicago. Kerryon Johnson had 2 touchdowns in that game. Not playing on Thursday.
Probably.
I think that is the difference in this game. Give me Chicago minus the 3.
Okay.
We're against each other.
We are against each other. Not a pick, not a PP, though, for me, so that's okay. On to the next Thanksgiving Day game, Joe. Redskins-Cowboys. Cowboys laying 7.5, Joe. 7.5 is the spread right now.
I mentioned this on our appearance on Toucher and Rich on Thursday. In the last 5 years, Dallas is 2-3 just straight up. Now, the last 2 years has been Dak Prescott. I believe they're 1-1. 2 years ago, they played Washington, won by 4 points. Colt McCoy at quarterback. Mark Sanchez backing him up.
Over-under is at 40.5, Joe, so low total.
I lean over.
I don't. I think Dallas is an incredibly good defense. I think that's one of the things I would say. Dallas' defense is very good. Redskins have a pretty good defense as well. Sneakily, pretty good defense as well. I kind of like the under.
Washington won this game, by the way, by 3 earlier this year.
They did, but let's also be fair. They had Alex Smith, and they didn't lose 3 offensive linemen and a wide receiver.
True.
Which is, you know, right now where we're looking at with the Skins. I do think the Skins somehow cover 7.5.
Yeah.
I do think Colt McCoy really did not look bad last week.
Like, the only thing I can think of was, like, a pick 6, you know, to blow it out of the water league.
Yeah, but he really didn't look that bad. I think the Skins kind of cover this one. I do. I think they're going to backdoor this one.
Now, in the last meeting, Ezekiel Elliott only ran for 33 yards. Peterson ran for 100. So
yeah, that's not going to happen.
I don't think that will happen. No, the defense is way better.
Both defenses are really good, I'm telling you.
Cabril Bibbs had a touchdown in the last meeting.
He's surprisingly a decent fantasy player.
So just looking at it here, Dallas should win this game. Win this game and take over the East. Do it.
I think that if Dallas wins, they're going to end up losing to Philly, and I think Philly has a path to the East still. I do. I think Philly has a path to the East.
I think we both agree 7.5 might be too much.
I do. Yeah, I agree. I think I'm going to go against my cardinal rule here. Cowboys win, Redskins cover. All right. Let's move on to the—
I think I agree with that, but you know me, I'm a square. I might bet Dallas if I can get it at 7 or less.
I'm not doing this
right,
with
Nick?
You, Joe. Not doing this with you, Joe. Falcons-Saints. Falcons, right now, Saints are laying 12.5 at home.
Oh, my God, Dan. I just had an epiphany. I might be taking all the favorites on Thanksgiving.
And that's, you know what happened last year? I'm pretty sure, like, every dog covered last
year.
Yeah. This is a warning to you, Joe, that that's a bad
idea. So I will say this. 2 years ago.
Just don't take Dallas.
It was either
last
year or
Dallas.
2 years ago. The Packers played Chicago. The Packers were rolling, you know?
Yeah.
Chicago kicked their ass. And I got hurt bad. I got hurt bad.
Not a happy Thanksgiving. No gravy for Joe.
There were no turkey sandwiches the next day.
No gravy for Joe.
It was a bad day.
Joe was selling his turkey on the corner.
So I'll be honest with you. Everyone probably thinks Saints, right? Everyone, I guarantee if they lose their ass on Dallas or on Detroit, that game's going to get hammered hard.
This is a lot of points, man. That's a lot of points. I think the Falcons are going to keep it kind of close.
I think Saints win 34-23.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I think the Falcons end up keeping it within like this. I honestly think the Falcons end up keeping within 8. But here's the thing. I think one of these favorites is going to cover. And if one of the favorites is going to cover for me on Thanksgiving, I think it's the Saints. I think you see the Lions cover early. The Redskins cover. Everyone's trying to get their losses back. I think it's a nice Thanksgiving gift from the books. I think the Saints cover the 12.5. I think they win by 14. I want to say teams are close, but 12.5 in a division matchup is a lot of points. If you're laying 12.5, that means the books probably think you're going to cover. I know everyone's going to be on the Saints anyways. I like the Saints cover the 12.5.
How about the over? 60.
I like... Man, I've been so bad with totals recently.
Me too, man.
I've been so bad. I'm staying with it for NFL totals, to be honest with you. I do like the under 40 and a half in the rest
of the Thanksgiving, I go under.
I do too. Short week. And again, Saints is coming off a big win. I kind of go under. Maybe it gets out of control early and you see them take out the starters. You're like 31-10. Why is Drew Brees playing in the fourth? There's no reason to take him out.
So myself and Dan, we're against each other in the Chicago-Detroit game. We both feel that 7.5 is too much for Dallas. We think Dallas wins. And then we also think New Orleans wins and possibly stays under.
I think New Orleans covers. You think Atlanta covers, though, right?
I just said I might take all three favorites.
Okay, well, just put Joe. I'm begging you for a happy turkey day for you. Do not take Dallas. Don't do it. Take the money line. Just parlay the money line. Do it.
I could do that.
Yeah, just don't take the points, Joe. Come on, you know this. You know that.
And again,
or 10-point tease. Tease them all.
I hate teasers.
I agree, but 10-point tease. Come on.
Hate teasers.
Okay, well, I like the
teasers. Again, follow our picks at Dan Lifshatz and at Joey Murr. I know I'll be giving away picks tomorrow. Fade or follow.
I am working here 5 to 8:30, but I'm doing. I have a whole bunch of stuff to do. I will be driving. I will be doing research while I'm here. I'm doing research tonight. I will be giving away picks. I'm giving NBA picks. I'm probably going to be very nice to give away everything I bet tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, give away the holidays.
All right, that's our quick Thanksgiving day.
All right, now we have 20 minutes, Joe. We got to pound out the rest of these real quick.
Okay, so how about this one? Let's do a lightning round.
Okay.
Seattle at Carolina. Carolina at home, 3.5.
I think that everyone's going to be on Seattle after the last couple weeks. I think Carolina covers this one pretty easily. I think that they're the type of team that matches up very well against Seattle. I think that Cam Newton, coming off another loss, they should have won. They need this game. I like Carolina at home. I think they cover the 3.5.
Carolina, I believe, is 5-0 at home this year.
I think they cover the 3.5. At least at least 3. They're going to cover the 3.
Baltimore, do they cover 10.5 versus Oakland?
Yes. It's Oakland. I think Oakland's the worst
team. Oakland won last week.
Oakland's the worst team. I know they are. Oakland's the worst team in the league. The Cardinals gave them that game. I like Baltimore this week.
Bengals hosting the Cleveland Browns, giving Cleveland 3 points.
It's short line. Real short line at Cincinnati, coming off a big divisional.
Cincinnati's lost 2 in a row.
I mean, I want to pick the Browns here, but they're just not the same team on the road. I can't pick this one. I would lean Browns
are 0-4 on the road.
I would lean Browns, but God, they're so bad on the road. I wouldn't bet this one. I would bet honestly Cincinnati or nothing.
Okay,
has to do it.
Giants, winners. They're winning games.
Yep,
at Philadelphia -6. I feel like this is a game where Philadelphia takes it out. But I also got to say this, when does Philadelphia tap out? Like, could they, if they lose this thing, it's over.
This would be really bad. I think the Giants cover. 6 is too small.
Philly won the last meeting 34-13.
Yeah, Philly should win this game so easily. I don't know. This is another tough
Stand
one.
Away from
I think
that
it's going to be right on the. I think it's going to be right on the. It's going to be like a 5 to 8 point game.
Okay,
right on the button.
Lightning round. San Francisco at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay -3. Tampa Bay be favored?
No, I like San Francisco.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I like San Francisco.
I'm not taking San Francisco. I just don't think.
I think San Francisco wins that round. You might as well take the points. Take the money line +160. I like San Francisco to win this one.
Jacksonville at Buffalo. Buffalo's getting 3 at home.
I like Buffalo in this one. I think Jacksonville basically just had their season ruined, and I know they played really well. They should have won by 21 last week. If they had won, I probably would have faded them even more. I might have had a PP on them, but this week, Buffalo and the 3.5, I like it a lot.
Remember, Jacksonville won 10-3.
I have a 3.5 right now. I like Buffalo +3.5 a good amount.
Okay.
I'm kind of thinking about playing that one, to be honest with you.
Patriots on a bye week. Jets on a bye week. Patriots on the road. Haven't been very good this year on the road so far. Jets are a 9-point dog at home. I like the Patriots.
I like the Patriots too, but again, this is just stupid. Don't bet the Patriots this week. There's no reason to bet the Patriots. Under 46 to me is the right call this week. The Jets are going to try and run the ball. The Pats struggle offensively on the road. I think that's the right call, under 46.
Sam Darnold or whoever's our quarterback. Probably,
I think it's going to be Darnold. I think he said he feels no pain in his foot.
Patriots won 26-6 last year. Same timing.
Yeah, I think that's probably about the same score, Joe. I think that's probably something similar you can expect. Maybe the Jets get 10, and Pats win like 30-10, something like that.
Yeah.
31-10.
I like the Pats. That's my PP. Pats,
NFL.
PP.
Okay, Joey Murr, PP on the Patriots. I'm just, again, we have to elaborate for people because people always cry about not being able to hear it. Again, I understand, but PP, Joe is on the Patriots, -9.
Yeah, not a homer play, just so I think the Jets suck.
We've gone against the Patriots almost every week on this podcast. So,
Chargers, 12-point favorites against Arizona. Arizona had a pretty terrible loss last week.
They did.
But they beat them. You know what? That was preseason. I remember earlier, I remember watching that in a pre. But I don't know, 12 points too much for Chargers?
It's 12.5 now, which means a little sharp action on L.A. Man, I think this is just silly. I think Arizona's defense is pretty good. I do think that LA should cover that, but I think for some reason they win by like 10. You know, they beat Oakland like, what was it, 20-6? I feel like it's a similar type game. They're not as good of a road team. So I kind of like Arizona. I wouldn't play that one. Over 44.5 is a good one for me, though.
Miami, 5-5, starting Ryan Tannehill on the road against the Colts, 5-5. The Colts right now are 9-point favorites. I know they rolled Tennessee last week. That's too many points.
I told you I love the Colts, and I was banging my head on Sunday for not playing them. Remember I told you they're going to roll Tennessee?
They did.
Every team that's lost
to the Patriots has lost the next game.
I was so mad that I didn't take
them. Every team that's beat the Patriots. Yeah. Excuse me.
I don't know where to go in this one, Joe. I really don't. I think this, I mean, here's something that is a giveaway. What do you think the over-under is at?
I know it's 50. Yeah.
51. This is an over game, which means it's going to be a lot of points. To me, I kind of like the over out of everything in this one.
Frank Gore against his former team.
Colts trying to cover a 9-point spread. Miami isn't that bad.
Miami's on the road, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but
1-4 on the road.
But it's like a dome. It's not like they're a bad. It's, you know, it's not like it's going to be a good, you know,
snowing. Weather and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. Nine seems too much to me. I kind of like Miami in the 9 and the over 51.
Yeah, I'm going to stare at that game for a little bit.
Me too.
It's Wednesday. Remember, we have the short week. We have the short week.
We do. We are. We're recording on a short week, Joe. You are correct.
Green Bay at Minnesota. That's the 8 o'clock game. I'm sorry. I'm missing one more 4 o'clock
game.
You are.
Would you like to talk about
Pittsburgh at Denver.
This is my...
Dan, explain why we should bet Denver.
Denver's just been... They've been covering every single week, man. They continue to cover year in and year out. They've been facing good teams. They've been running the gauntlet, been facing good teams. I just think that they're undervalued because of the division that they play in. Pittsburgh, again, on the road, looked awful. Joe, let's be fair, did not deserve to even be in that game. They should have lost that game by 20.
Yep.
Roethlisberger was terrible on the road. Again, Pittsburgh, again, on the road. I don't like it. I think that this is going to be another loss for Pittsburgh. Well, I think Denver is going to cover that 3. It's going to be a 3. It probably will be a 3.5 by game time. I like Denver in the 3. I might buy it up to 3.5. I think Denver's going to win this game outright, though.
What I like about Denver is they just have a really good running game.
They do. They
Whether run it's Booker. Who's the other running back that they got?
Philip Lindsay. What they do is they rotate their offensive linemen a lot. So they bring in these fresh offensive linemen for rundowns on early first and second down, and they just maul the defensive line. And to me, I just think that that's a good way to beat Pittsburgh. Their linebackers just aren't that great, in my opinion. I think that Denver's going to roll them. I really do.
That line opened at 4.5 and went to 3.
Really? Okay. Well, the Sharps agree with Dan, so I like that. Sharps and Dan. That Broncos, Broncos plus 3.5, my PP of the NFL.
PP, Broncos,
PP, that's
3.5.
My fourth PP.
Green Bay at Minnesota, the 8:20 game, back-to-back weeks on national television for Minnesota. I believe it was Kirk Cousins who said last week that we're on national TV because of us, not the Bears. They lost. So Green
good
Bay.
Good job, Kirk Cousins.
Green Bay on a extra day's rest. Mike McCarthy's hearing it right now. One team 4-5-1, the other 5-4. Minnesota's at home. Green Bay going on the road again, who've yet to win a game on the road this year.
Joe, can I get your opinion on this one? I don't know where to go. I have to be honest. I don't know where to go in this one. Like, my heart wants to take Green Bay, but my head says Minnesota.
Didn't they tie? Was that this year?
I don't think so. I think that was last year.
I don't know why, but I feel like these two teams already played and they tied.
I don't think so. Maybe they did. They do. They both have a tie.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, they tied.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm
29-29.
Yeah, the Vikings are 5-4-1. The Packers are 4-5-1. You're right.
0-5 Green Bay this year on the road.
I mean, it's
Minnesota's 3-2 at home.
I like Minnesota.
I'll be honest with you. These two teams are the same. I think Minnesota is a little bit better of a defense, but what's Green Bay without Jimmy Graham and his thumb?
Don't you think that these are two of the most overhyped teams in the NFL?
Absolutely.
I remember everyone was saying Minnesota might go 16-0 at the beginning of the season. Like, where can you find a loss in our schedule? What? Yeah, they're the two most overhyped teams.
But
in the NFL.
Is there any motivation for the Packers losing last week? McCarthy on the
huge hot seat. Motivation. This is a huge motivation. But you know, does Rodgers think that he can win? If not, I mean, listen, I know this is a terrible angle. People are going to hate this, but if Rodgers doesn't like McCarthy and Rodgers doesn't think that the Packers have a chance of winning the Super Bowl this year,
tank it.
Wouldn't you tank this game? They have McCarthy my knee. Out of there. I mean, no.
He wasn't open.
Just bad play. Yeah. Listen, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm trying to find a reason to go against Green Bay. I like Minnesota. Yeah. I do.
The public's going to bet Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, God. Of course the public's going to be. But, and you know what? I bet you this is going to be one of those Sundays where it's going to be a good mix. I bet you the books take some good money on the Vikings. I think the Minnesota wins.
No play for me on this one yet. I need to look into it, but Packers have yet to win a road game. That's something I think, you know, and they got some injuries right now. I don't know. Might have to be Minnesota or nothing just off that loss to the Bears. Finally, Monday Night Football. The Tennessee Titans go on the road to the Houston Texans. Texans won last week by 2. They missed a field goal late to cover. Now they're 5.5-point favorites against a divisional opponent in Tennessee. I like the Texans to win this game. I'm not sure if they cover.
Yeah, the line's off the board at pretty much every book right now. Because we don't know if Mariota's playing.
Oh, jeez.
So we don't know. Here's the thing, Joe. I don't think the Texans continue to win but not cover. Don't you think that kind of trend stays again? Another divisional opponent? I think the Titans have a good enough defense to hold the Texans. I like the Titans plus whatever. If you said it's 5.5?
Yep.
Is what you have? Okay. At 5.5, I like the Titans. I do. I like the Titans. I think that we have to stop backing the Texans. I think it's time, Joe. They've now won twice in a row without covering. So you know what that means? They're barely good enough to win. We got to stop thinking that there's some good team. I know they're 7-3, but eventually we got to stop thinking they're such a good team. I like them. I like the Texans. I like the Titans. I mean, to cover that one, I do. In fact, I think that there's a good chance I'll probably end up being on that one if the line is at 5.5 or 6 when it opens.
Okay. Can we just do one special before we get out of here?
Yeah, let's do it.
LeBron James goes back to Cleveland on Wednesday night.
You mean tonight?
Tonight. +9 is Cleveland. Do you feel like LeBron goes in there and whoops that ass?
Because,
this is what I'm going to be watching tonight.
I think everyone's going to be on the Lakers. I think everyone is going to be on the Lakers. I think you're going to see a lot of foul calls down the stretch for Cleveland. I think there's a chance LeBron fouls out. You know what I mean? This is like the type of game that LeBron would foul out in because it's such a big game and they need him to foul out. I think Cleveland is going to cover the 9. I'm not telling you to cover it. I'm not telling you to bet it. I'm not. I would just.
Can I give you one more?
Yes.
The Golden State Warriors at home tonight against Oklahoma City. The line is 1.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is pretty clear to me. I probably will be betting Oklahoma City tonight. Again, Golden State, what are they without Steph Curry right now? They're not
Durant's
good.
Not shooting well.
They, you know what it says? Steph Curry is more valuable than all those guys.
Ooh.
I mean, really? Steve Kerr can't
maybe
coach.
Maybe Draymond was right.
Steph Curry is more valuable and Steve Kerr can't coach, which we already knew.
One last thing. Do you have an update on Kevin Durant?
Yeah, we're not putting that out there.
Okay.
That's off the record, Joe.
Last week we talked about
it. We did. I said Durant's going to the Knicks or Wizards. I believe that he has chosen a team.
Okay.
From what I heard. And I believe that he's chosen the team. So just all you need to know, I would lay money on both of those. If you want some more information, you can DM me. That's about it.
Okay.
And I may or may not tell you. I promise nothing. I do. What can I give you something I maybe am looking at tonight?
Yeah.
Maybe. I have not promised this anything. I'm not promising. I have not done my NBA research. I promise you.
I will say this. I am going to be tweeting out some college basketball picks today.
Okay. I have not done my research tonight, but from one of my brief look last night, Brooklyn and Dallas.
Brooklyn won last
night. I kind of lean the under. I think the under is at 216 right now. I lean the under 216 in Brooklyn and Dallas right now.
I will be giving away a play at 5 o'clock today.
All right.
Between this Gonzaga
podcast will
and Duke.
Not be up yet.
No.
This podcast will not be up yet. I'm working. But, all right. That's fine. But, yeah, so I did ask for questions this week. We did get a bunch of questions. Unfortunately, because I'm running low on time, it's my fault. You can blame me. We're not going to be able
we'll
to
do
take
it next
it to
week.
The window. We have 2 minutes, Joe. You want to see if we can do it quickly? Dang it out. Okay.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over under 98.5.
Question from Anthony Hill. How much time do you spend each day studying bets?
I don't know. Half hour? Hour?
Okay. I really? Half hour? I usually take my lunch break at work for an hour, and I probably study like 2 hours a night. I'm a big
to be honest with you, I'm looking at all the time. I don't even know.
I'm a big study.
I look ahead too. Like, hey, what's Thursday's game? What's Friday's game? So yeah, I mean, I would say half hour, yeah, an hour.
All right, Joe, what are your thoughts on live betting? I feel like I've been suckered into a number because of them. Because of value. Not sure if they're worth it.
I love it.
I think live betting needs to be people live bet favorites and huge plays. And I think that really people need to stop doing that. You got to be looking for the trap plays.
So, for example, Ohio State last week, they kept throwing the live number out there for them to win. It hit. Well, minus 150 was the highest it got, but it hit.
Right. Well, I mean, no, it was minus 115 going in overtime.
Yep.
But Ohio State, the thing was, I actually got Ohio State getting points. So it was a very small bet. It was like $100 because they wouldn't let me do anything more than that. But it was but you could get Ohio State like plus like 3.5. So I think that there are good times to take those big faves when, you know, they're down by a lot. And maybe, you know, the Celtics were a huge live team last year. You just always bet them when they were down like 20 points or whatever. I got to tell you this. I think that people live bet favorites and big points and everything. And you gotta stop doing that. Yeah, you gotta stop doing that. If there's a line out there and there's a live line and it looks weird to you, the books are baiting you. That's the whole point.
Who did Croatia beat to go to the championship game this year?
I can't remember.
Whoever it was.
Was it England?
England. I bet England and I lost on a live line. And when I tell you, the juice was bad.
I can't remember if it was England. France might have been in Croatia. But anyways.
The championship they did.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm talking about the game before. You're right. I did that for soccer. And I've hit on that a lot. And
I'm a very good live soccer bettor. I'm telling you, you have to be able to read live lines. It's a skill. You have to learn to do it. And I'll tell you this. I'm still very average at it. I'm not great at it. There are times where I forget to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a gun to head bet, you know?
You have to learn how to read it. My suggestion is I would start practicing and looking at games at live bet, like live betting on important games and trying to start learn how to read live lines because they sucker you into a lot of stuff. Mm.
Kind of like the over under 35 in halftime of the Rams game this week. Like
if there's a huge number in the second half, it's almost always over, Joe.
Yep.
That's the way it is. The big number or the smaller number goes under, the big number goes over. It's one of the only times you have a big advantage over a book of those second half numbers. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of the Rams and Chiefs, from Richie Nielsen, if the Chiefs and Rams played in the Super Bowl, what do you think the total opens at after Monday night's crushing? Any thoughts on the Tiger Phil pay-per-view? Any value props you've worth seeing that are entertaining?
Why is Tiger favored?
That's, to me, I think I agree with you. I think that Phil is big in these spots. Like, this is where he plays. You know, I don't think he tries.
The guy's a gambler.
I don't think he tries most of the year.
You're right.
So we agree. I think Friday I'm going to be laying a bet on Mickelson.
I don't know yet. I don't know about that one.
Okay.
I'm surprised we didn't talk about that today.
We should talk about that.
Yeah.
Quickly. Let's talk about it quickly. I think that Mickelson is a hustler.
Just give me Mickelson as a dog.
And a gambler. And I think that people love Woods, and everyone's going to be on Tiger. Yeah.
Tiger's just going to be in it for a handshake.
I think it's one of the biggest baitings the books have done in a long time. Huge bait.
What's in it for Woods? What's in it for him?
Nothing.
For Mickelson, it's money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Woods, it's pub.
Yeah.
It's pub. So, I mean, I think Mickelson wins, dude. I really do. I think Mickelson's good. I think this is like his specialty. This is like where he thrives. He bets like $100, $100,000 per hole. He does all these birdie. He does all this stuff. Tiger and him are betting, and Tiger's unlimited money. It doesn't matter. I think Mickelson wins.
What was the other question?
It's a huge bait. The other one was any value props you've seen are worth entertaining. We talked about this last week. Bet the Toronto Golden State Finals matchup and the Celtics Golden State Finals matchup. You will make money off that. It doesn't matter what the odds are. As long as they're plus 250 or above or 240 or above, you'll make money on that. Okay. And finally, if the Chiefs and Rams play in the Super Bowl, what do you think the total opens
at
after Monday?
I think it would
be
62. Because the Patriots in Falcons was the highest.
I think it would be 65.
Okay.
65.
I'd go under.
I think it'd go up a little bit. I know you wouldn't. I
think I'd go under.
I don't think I could possibly have the stones to do it again. I don't think I could have the stones to do it again. All right, Joe. That has been Over Under 985. I have to get out of here.
All right.
But you know what? I think we're going to do well this week. I have a good feeling about this week.
I
do. I have a good feeling about this week. All right. Joe, let's crush it. Have a happy
Thanksgiving. Next week, we'll do the NFL MVP odds.
Awesome. Yes, let's do that. We should do that. I have some thoughts on those. I know everyone's on Patrick Mahomes and sneak preview.
I like
preview.
Drew Brees.
Sneak preview. I like Drew Brees too. Mm-hmm. All right. So this has been Over Under 95. Joe, happy Thanksgiving.
What do you got?
To all those listening, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for thank you for listening to our podcast last week, the most listened to Over Under 95. Hopefully, Joe, we have some things coming up in the works that we can announce next few weeks, so that'll be fun. You've been listening to Over Under 985, baby.
Later.
Hardcore Baseball Talk, Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.